just a couple of days away from the 4th of July now. So I hope you've got all of your fireworks purchased by now, and most of them probably shot off already. Anyway, Mike and Kim here, yep, along with you for another edition of The Good Stuff.
That's right. And when we talk good stuff, we have to talk Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. That's what ranchers read. But I'm telling you, looking at this publication, everybody can find something of interest. There's all kinds of variety. They have local, national, international news, but they also have the latest stories, sales reports, updates. That's where you go to subscribe is TSLN. You can get your paper coming once a week to your house and enjoy the huge variety of information included in Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time right here in the Sandhills, the Niobrara River Valley, Snake Falls, all, a lot of things to check out while you're here. So plan to spend a few days. To find out more, maybe a golf package or something, go to visitvalentine.com or visitvalentine.org. You'll find a list of 50 things or more to do here in Cherry County. Come on down.
I've got a piece by Slim McNaught, who recently passed on to better things. They call it Independence Day. Independence Day, they call it, and they surely got that right, with crackers popping high and low across this land tonight. The youngsters, wide-eyed, anxious, moms and dads with watchful eye, the spirit of this country shines as our past goes marching by. Now, some don't have an inkling of what freedom cost in lives, and most who set those crackers off never been the ones to strive. But some remember history's tale, and lumps form in their throat as flags march by with soldiers, horse and rider, or afloat. Remember, folks, that war began when the crown so much as said, "You rebels bow to our desires, or we'll see you wind up dead." But our ancestors had their fill of being treated just like dirt, straightened backs, took up arms, and oppressors felt the hurt. With men like Washington, Montgomery, and old Nathaniel Greene, them kings who tried to conquer us found our armies tough and lean, and sailors like that John Paul Jones, kicking butt out on the sea, too many more to mention here, bought freedom for you and me. So while your firecrackers pop and the young eyes stare wide-eyed, explain to them what all this means, how God was on our side. They called us Whigs and rebels. They'd conquered us, they said, but our people made them turn and run, built a republic here instead. Yep, it's Independence Day with party folks galore. And if the souls who gave their lives could speak, they'd ask no more than for us to keep those values and the freedoms they won to teach children how to honor God and the red, the white, and blue. Slim McNaught again wrote that.
Hey, that's a good one. That's a keeper.
It is a keeper, indeed.
I have something that was sent from Kyle to his dad, Jim, back before the turn of the century, 96.
You're talking Thompson, right?
Yes, I'm talking the Thompsons. And it's pretty pertinent today. Life's most important answers are found in asking the right questions. Okay?
I agree.
All growth is preceded by new questions. Life's most important answers are found in asking the right question. For any question you pose, your mind provides an answer. What life-changing questions could you ask yourself today? What's the primary difference between people who are successful and those who aren't? Quite simply, successful people are those who have asked better questions and, as a result, gotten better answers. What are the primary questions that are shaping your life? Quality questions equal quality life. For whatever area of your life that you want to improve, there are questions you can ask that will provide you with the answers. Some other questions: Jesus said, "Ask, and you will receive. You have not, because you ask not." Questions change and improve your focus. The answers you get depend on the questions you give. You are where you are today because of the questions you asked yourself. To go to where you want to be, you have to ask yourself the right questions. A couple more of these today from Kyle. What questions are you asking that are shaping your life? Remember, it's not only the questions you ask, but the questions you fail to ask that shape your destiny. So there you go, from Kyle to Jim Thompson. Something for you here in the early part of July. You heard it on The Good Stuff.